Hello, my friend. I'm Minivan Lee, your host, and you are listening to This Nomad Life. I have a fun episode for you. It's informative and it will make you happy, literally. It's about being happy. The title is How to Be a Happy Nomad, or just be a happy person. You might want to take notes. Let's get started. Hi everyone. I'm hunkered down in my minivan at a gorgeous park. It was extremely cold last night in Reno. It was about 20 degrees when I woke up, but I was warm all night under my many, many blankets. I'm recording from my minivan, of course, so if you hear the geese honking, you know, Reno has a phenomenally large amount of geese. Very large. And wherever you go, you see geese. So I've got my coffee in hand, and I'm ready to get started. Now, if you want to write down and take notes, I'll go slower when I get to each main point. It's all about how to be a happy nomad, or how to be a happy person no matter where you live. So the real question is, are nomads happier than other people who live in a people house? Maybe. Let's find out. What are the qualities of a typical nomad? First, let's define what a nomad is. A nomad is a member of a people who have no fixed residence but move from place to place, usually seasonally and within a well-defined territory. I think we have a jet going over at this moment. In America, there is a growing movement of nomads who are turning their backs on traditional living in a house with rent or mortgage payments. And they are opting for a smaller, tiny house on wheels for travel, whether it be a large RV or a minivan like me, and all sizes in between. There are certain qualities that nomads possess inside. With the nomad movement growing larger day by day, these qualities might not be as prevalent as they were, say, 10 years ago when there was a smaller group carving out the way for newer nomads. After all, the veteran nomads such as Bob Wells, etc., and many more paved the way for us and showed us the possibilities. Now we have newbies living and moving about as nomads, and it is not as unusual anymore. Maybe. This is my opinion that just came to me now. So here is my list of attributes of a nomad. Nomads love adventure. Nomads enjoy the unknown. A nomad does well when they embrace the unknown. They love the adventure of going to new places and meeting new people. Nomads embrace living unconventionally. A happy nomad appreciates small spaces. Even if a nomad has a large Class A RV, which is, they're about the size of those buses, it is still a tiny house, and a nomad is okay with tiny houses. Nomads love being outside. A nomad likes being outdoors in nature. A nomad lives out of the rig, not in it, per se. There are days I spend time inside, away from people and things, but that might be maybe once a week, on a Sunday, to get some computer time completed. By and large, on average, I spend at least half of my day outdoors. Nomads are organized. Well, at least a happy nomad is. A chaotic nomad lives in a messy environment. A satisfied and peaceful nomad enjoys having a place for everything and for everything a place. A small tiny house is a disaster when items are not put away or do not have a special place to begin with. When people live in a tiny space, they are usually organized. Usually. Nomads can distinguish between what is useful and what is not. A happy nomad can decide what is important and what is not. Nomads cannot be hoarders. Most nomads understand this. If it's not useful, it should get tossed or given away. Downsizing is the key to an organized and calm nomad. Chaos and clutter cause a cluttered mind. A nomad that has not organized up their rig and their belongings are forever moving things around and spending hours looking for their stuff. They rummage through their bedding and containers but never seem to get anywhere. They spin their wheels. I've seen a few of these. Nomads are not high maintenance. Most nomads are clean, and a small few are not. I have met some rare nomads along the way that had to be kept at a distance because of body odor. I'm not sure if these nomads realized that they stunk. Most nomads are extremely clean, though. I guarantee this. Most of us are. Nomads are helpful. They enjoy teaching others how to survive as a nomad, giving tips about this and that along the way of their travels. They are giving type people. Many nomads are seniors. With age comes wisdom, most of the time. Nomads come in all shapes and sizes and ages. They drive many different types of rigs and enjoy different types of landscapes. Nomads cannot be put in a box. Some like the wilderness, some like the cities. We cannot say nomads are this or nomads are that because there are just too many types of people living this lifestyle now. This nomad movement is growing even among the young and the middle-aged. So this nation is experiencing a huge counterculture regarding living space and style. So these are the familiar attributes of a nomad. Having a good sense of self and enjoying their own company is a huge requirement for the nomadic life. Time spent driving down the road and highways isn't a lone activity for a solo nomad. There are also couples embracing the nomadic life as well. But that can bring on its own problems, which we can talk about in another podcast. A small space can be troublesome for two or more people. But we'll talk about that at another time. Let's take a quick commercial break. Be right back. YouTube.com, Minivan Lee. Videos about nomad life. Instructional videos, travel videos. I will teach you how to live in your minivan or SUV successfully in style. I share ideas and gadgets, including a really great solar setup, so you can keep yourself powered up and have energy throughout your travels. It's a great life, full-time. It's also great for using your minivan as a camper for vacations. So go to youtube.com and search for Minivan Lee, L-E-E, Minivan Lee. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. Now back to the show. Welcome back. So, how did I get started in the nomadic lifestyle? Did I have already the attributes of a nomad? Those of you who already watch my YouTube channel, Minivan Lee, see firsthand that I am organized and I embrace the unknown. I am frugal, and I am clean. I enjoy small spaces and the out-of-doors. I am mostly an extrovert, but I enjoy time alone, of course. I wanted to get into this lifestyle the first time I watched a nomad-type video on YouTube. I was fascinated watching Bob Wells interview nomads on the road and film them giving tours of their rigs. I knew I wanted a minivan, and that I did not want to do a build-out. A build-out refers to building a bed frame and some closet space, etc. My preference was using bins and using the floor of the minivan as a living space. I enjoy moving around my bins as I see fit and shuffling them or placing them outside for a short time so I can clean my minivan more precisely. I put a nice thick carpet on the floor to begin with before I added other items. I had a window tinting business put limo tinting on all the back windows. I made window coverings for my minivan so I could live inside with privacy and still look outside during the day because of my limo tinting on my side windows. It was after these issues were taken care of that I could decide what could go inside my minivan and how much I could carry with me through my travels. I keep it light, believe me. I periodically go through my bins and drawers to make sure what I carry is essential to my happiness and my travels. If I have not used something in a while, and I doubt I will never actually need it for my survival, and it doesn't make me happy, it gets put out of my living space permanently. Ask others if they might need it. If not, I put it beside or inside the trash barrel. I mentioned these steps I took toward my nomadic life so y'all can understand how I live and how I got started. Am I happy as a nomad? Oh, you betcha. I'm incredibly happy living this life. I'm certain you can tell by my voice and how I talk about this phenomenon. I want to talk about being happy as a nomad. If nomads are happier than other people, why is that? Now, according to the United States Census Bureau, the average household income in the U.S. was higher in 2019 than has ever been recorded for every income of any five equal groups into which a population can be divided according to the distribution of values of a particular variable. Whew, that was a mouthful. Yes. But although income inequality has risen, there has not been mirrored by inequality of the consumption of goods and services. And domestic government services have increased, such as spending on education, training, employment, and social services, by 30% over the past year. New American homes are now larger, and living space per person, on average, has nearly doubled in the past 4 years. The internet use has increased, and social media grew to 72% over the past few years. But even with these advantages and advances in quality of life across the income scale, average happiness is decreasing in the U.S. The General Social Survey that measures social trends among Americans since 1972 shows a gradual decline in happiness and recently the rise in unhappiness. Maybe people do not know that there has been a rise in income and other qualities of life, or they are measuring the wrong indicators of quality of life. We know by now that consumption of products and collecting stuff does not lead to happiness. And how does this relate to the nomadic lifestyle that I and so many others are leading? You are all so very brilliant, and that question is absurd. Of course, these statistics relate to being a happy nomad. From my experience, most nomad types are happy. They do not carry much with them. Some more than others, but they are happy. There is a freedom that goes with the nomadic life. Freedom from stuff. Freedom from monthly rent and mortgage payments. Freedom to pick up and leave for new sites. Freedom to embrace the unknown. Freedom to find new people to talk to and learn new ideas. Freedom. Now here's a speedy commercial break. Very fast. Amazon links for gadgets and fun stuff for nomad life. Go to youtube.com and check out the video descriptions. There are links for Amazon products. When you use the links, I receive a small commission when you order within 24 hours of putting the item in your cart. Now, even if you don't purchase that particular product, but you buy something else after using my link, I receive a commission on the item you purchase. This helps fund my videos and my podcast costs, which can be large sometimes. But thank you so much for doing this for me. And all of the links are products that I use and I have already tested out and are for the nomad life or camper life, if that's what you choose. Now back to the program. Welcome back. Now here's where you might want to take notes. I'm going to start listing a few things and I'll go slow when I read the main point. Okay, so what makes people happy? It doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. Happiness lies in your own hands. Happiness is what we create in our minds. So first, be optimistic. Is your glass half full or is it half empty? Stay positive. See problems as challenges. Unhappy people always focus on the bad. Happiness is a choice. Unhappy people choose to be unhappy. Your happiness depends on you. Choose wisely. Unhappy people are pessimistic about the future. Focus on the good. Stay optimistic about your life, your future, and your abilities. Next, concentrate on what you can control. Don't dwell on things you cannot control. It will drain your energy. Turn thoughts to what is in your control. You will be much happier. And there's so much we control. Next, practice self-acceptance. Do not compare yourself to others. You are unique. Say, what I am, I am. Do not focus on your flaws. We all have flaws. You are human. Success is subjective. Do not chase someone else's happiness and success. Do not compare yourself to others. Unhappy people constantly compare themselves to others. So focus on what you can do and accept yourself as you are. Live your purpose. Do not worry about standards of society. This will leave you unfulfilled. Connect with your purpose. The key is having control over your life and your purpose. Actively take control. Figure out what is most important to you and take control of making that happen. Next, be kind to others. How can you help someone? How can you make someone smile? Donate time and energy and experience to others. Strengthen social connections. Unhappy people gossip and complain. They make everything about them and they jump to conclusions. Happy people help others who are truly in need when they can. Next, seek discomfort. Well, that's weird. You must be comfortable with being uncomfortable at times. This is where growth comes in. Embrace the discomfort zone. Value discomfort. It will open opportunities, and this will lead to happiness. Next, pursue meaningful goals. Happy people are always doing something. They have goals, and for good reason. They have a reason for enthusiasm. Seek growth over perfection. Do not desire perfection. It's just another way to procrastinate. Your focus should be growth. And patience is a virtue. Do not want it all, and do not want it all now. Do not just sit around and wait, but get going. Unhappy people lack goals, and they avoid learning new things. Happy people start before they are ready. Because really, are we all always ready for everything? Just get started. Do not fear failure. There is no such thing as perfection. Just get started. No one is ever really prepared 100%. Now here's a big one, forgiveness. Let go of grudges. Forgive yourself and others and forget. Not doing this will let anger grow and desire for retaliation. Let go and forgive. Purge it all out. If you haven't taken the time recently to forgive, let's say you haven't forgiven maybe a few people and they've collected along the way over the past year, sit down and just say, I forgive everybody of everything. You will not believe how freeing this will be. So just try it. Next, stay socially connected. It is a big part of your happiness. It is a collective phenomenon to be with others who you enjoy being with. It causes magic and sparks positive, compassionate skills. So stay connected with people that have like-minded and also with people with new ideas. Next, spend money on experience, not things. Research says it is the trip, not the things. It is the experience. It's the experience that lasts in our brains, not stuff. Travel and visit places, take a trip, and experience things. Unhappy people try to fill the void with things. Happy people love to experience things and see new places. Next, limit news consumption. Oh yeah. Especially these days. Stop watching the news so much. It's detrimental to our well-being. Limit the news. Next, make health a priority. Our health is our wealth. Our health affects our outlook. Take care of your health. Nutrition and exercise are key. Next, take responsibility for your actions. Personal responsibility is key to happiness. Do not be a powerless victim. Take control. Unhappy people believe that life is fundamentally hard and blame others for everything in their life. This is related to taking control over your life and having a purpose. Take responsibility, and this will result in being a happier person. Next, be authentic. Be yourself. Do not get caught up in being someone else. Connect who you truly are. And here's another big one. Write this one down for sure. Honesty is the best policy. All the time and all too true. I avoid dishonest people. I just do. It's hard to be friends with someone who is not being honest. And I want others to want my company, so I am honest in my relationships. Next, respect yourself. Be kind to yourself. Take good care of yourself. If you do not respect yourself, why would anyone else? Unhappy people generally distrust strangers and they often exhibit selfishness and they do not express gratitude. Unhappy people do not respect themselves or others. So happy nomads follow these guidelines either consciously or unconsciously. So when I'm talking about happiness, and are nomads happier than people who live in a house? You can see by going over the list that nomads do a lot of these things that lead to happiness. Most nomads follow these guidelines throughout their lives in a tiny house or in a large people house. So are nomads happier than other traditional style people? Yes, I believe so. Being in nature has a healing effect too. Nomads are giving and helpful. And this is a fact. I've experienced it personally. And I want to give to others. I believe this is because we are happy people. Doing things that make us happy have a ripple effect. By giving, sharing, forgiving, respecting, being honest, and being an authentic self, we all can have an effect on others we meet and hang out with. Being happy doesn't mean we will always be elated and jumping for joy. In the end, we will be happy and joyful when we get out of ourselves and see others. Being happy begins in the mind. Remember, I say this often, what we hold in our head, we hold in our hands. And this is either for the good or the bad. So create it in our minds first, and then we will hold it in our hands. Create your fabulous future and dream big. Now, going back to the attributes of a nomad, as you remember, nomads love adventure. So that relates to experience and not things, not buying stuff and collecting stuff, but spending our time on experiences. And we embrace living unconventionally. We're not afraid of the unknown. We have faith in ourselves that we're going to do just fine, and we embrace our future. Now, nomads love being outside, as I said. I mean, nature is right there, and we get to be out there with the animals and the birds and the greenery. Now, nomads are organized. Most of us are, because we have to be. So in our minds, we have a purpose, we have a goal, and we're living it in an organized way. We also can distinguish what is useful and what's not. And if it's not useful, it's out the door. Nomads aren't high maintenance. We're not just spending our cash on things. And nomads are helpful. We get out of ourselves and we try to help other people. Nomads just might be more happy than regular people. Thank you for listening to This Nomad Life. I'm Minnie Van Lee, your host. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can listen to This Nomad Life every day on all podcast platforms. Each new episode is available on Tuesdays. If you've missed any of the episodes, please go back and check them out. Don't forget to subscribe and get notifications so you never miss one. And also, please go to YouTube and search for Minnie Van Lee if you haven't already. Subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. I can show you what my minivan looks like and teach you necessary and just plain fun tricks to make your nomad life successful and enjoyable with style. And let's not forget about you who want to use your minivan or SUV for fun camping trips, part-time and for vacations. So go to YouTube Minivan Lee and subscribe. Check out the Amazon links in the video description section for items and gadgets that I've used and approve of. MinivanLee.com has my blog postings and videos, plus an easy way to contact me. I answer all emails. Ask me questions or tell me your story. I love to hear them. Okay, so till next time, be happy. Oh yeah, I know I will as I live this nomad life.